Yeah, man, you already know what the fuck it is, man. DJ Jerry, a.k.a. the voice of the streets. It's the motherfucking Mixtape Trappers Radio, man. I got a special guest in the building right now. Hash, man, what's happening?
Hey, what's going down, everybody? 414 shit, you know, we in this.
No bullshit.
Appreciate you having me here, though.
Yeah, though, what's good, bro? Though, you see you here, man. Mixtape Trappers Radio, bro.
We finally did it, you know what I'm saying? Though, we finally did it. We've been talking about this shit for a minute, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, though, 2025, bro, like, man, we got to go crazy, man. We got to do some we ain't ever did, you know what I'm saying, to exceed, bro.
I mean, Milwaukee's boiling, bro. Milwaukee's getting to that point where it's boiling, bro. The music scene is busting around here. We're going head-to-head with Chicago, you know what I'm saying? I can feel the competition, you know, the little, it's, I don't know if it's friendly, you can't say that with rap, but yeah, you could feel the city rising up a little bit, you know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
I think it's a perfect time for somebody to kind of take over, you know?
Hell yeah. Hey, but for the people that don't know who you are, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, people might see this and be like, oh, I know who Dog is. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. For people that don't know, you know, like, who is Hash?
Me?
Yeah.
I guess I'm trying to figure that out. You know what I'm saying? Like, my identity will always go back to being an artist, like a revolutionary, you know what I'm saying? Somebody that wants to, like, stand up in a world where a lot of people are standing around. You know what I'm saying? So I just saw like a music as the way to do it. And ever since I was young, I've been kind of like inclined. I like music, you know what I'm saying? I like making videos and stuff, you know what I'm saying? So
That's hard, man.
Trying to play my piece.
Right. Yeah, yeah, dog. Because, you know, I fuck with the fam hard, dog. You know, a big slim dog, you know what I'm saying? Know, like, you know what I'm saying? We right across the street from each other, bro. You know what I'm saying? We like family, bro.
You already know. That's the hound dog, you know what I'm saying? We stand behind him for anything.
Yeah, definitely.
His shadow's good enough for the both of us.
The bush. Hell yeah, but I know when you came in, you said you want to talk about the One Love, bro. For the people that don't know what One Love is, like, what is that?
Bro, One Love, man. That's my baby, bro. One Love is like... It's a project that's been in the works for a long time, bro. Ever since I was back in college, bro. I could say almost 10 years now. You know what I'm saying? But it's gonna be like a network of businesses, like a web of businesses. You know what I'm saying? But it's gonna have a lot more than one function. You know what I'm saying? But its main function, I would say, is to help people with dreams and ambitions actually come to reality. You know what I'm saying? Give out a helping hand in a environment where resources and privilege will actually help you get ahead. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people don't know about financial education, about financial literacy, you know what I'm saying? Having at least a 6-month backup plan, you know what I'm saying? In order to kind of live life more comfortable without being worried all the time of like, you know, losing this shit, losing that shit, you know what I'm saying? So like everybody has a dream. Like this music shit's been my dream for a while, bro. Like I've been sitting on it for a minute, bro. I've been putting my 10,000 hours in, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I just want to give people the ability, people who may not have the same means as me and same kind of community and resources to have that, you know what I'm saying? Create that community, create like resources for them. I kind of want to find a way to make it a nonprofit organization.
Yeah.
I've been talking to a lot of people about it. You probably don't recognize me without all my, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
With the curls and shit, but you know what I'm saying? It's going to be something that we're starting today, you know what I'm saying?
Facts.
Thank God, you know what I'm saying? We're talking about Big Slim Dog. He got the first setup right there, you know?
Yeah, man. Dog, because like I told you, bro, like off camera, I was like, dude, all your ideas, bro, like they crazy, you know what I'm saying? And I feel like they'll work, you know what I'm saying? Especially in our city with what's going on with the music scene right now. Like, I feel like it's going to get bigger. Like, I feel like One Love is, like, be a perfect situation, bro.
I appreciate that, man. Yeah, bro. I mean, that's what it is, bro. Like, I love doing music, bro. I've been told people when I've been working at all these smoke shops in the city, bro, I work with anybody, you know what I'm saying? I mean, my feature price is steep, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because, like, you know, you got to put value. You got to stand on your worth, you know what I'm saying? As an artist, you got to do that. Otherwise, people won't see you any different from anybody else that says, I got this dream. I'm trying to do music. I'm trying to be this and that. You know what I'm saying? You got to really differentiate yourself and stick to it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, but you also got to be able to back it up, too. You know what I'm saying?
Facts. Hell yeah. But shit, like, what you want for a feature, though? Like, would you say right now, or you just want people to just hit you up personally, like, to hit you up?
No, bro, I've been told people I want 5K for a feature. You know what I'm saying? I haven't done any features out there, but, you know, I don't know. I like to say that's fair, you know what I'm saying? Because I give people more than that. You know what I'm saying? I give people... a hook. I think every time that I step on a beat, I'm able to give somebody like a platinum record. You know what I'm saying? Like put me in a stool with anybody. I really do believe that I could step up to the occasion. You know what I'm saying? Otherwise, I wouldn't just say that. You know what I'm saying? Nonchalantly or lightly. I wouldn't be here sitting in front of you if I didn't believe in that. You know what I'm saying?
Facts. Yeah, I record you too, like, cause I know
you know what it is.
Yeah. Like, I record
you know what it is, dog. Yeah.
But like I say, it's like a, like your style. Of course, you got the Palestinian accent when you rap, but like I feel it's like the like 90s New York mixed with like J. Cole, you know what I'm saying? Like that's my best way to describe it.
Man, my man Cole, bro, if J. Cole ever sees this shit, you know what I'm saying? I'm coming for you, dog. Yeah. I want that feature, bro. I know you don't like to do features, bro, but I want that feature, man.
Yeah, that'd be hard, bro. That'd be hard.
That'd be crazy. That's like, you know what I'm saying? You want to climb the peak, you know what I'm saying? You want to hope that it's a false peak and find a higher peak, bro, but Dreamville, bro. Look out for me, man. Coming for you.
Definitely. Hey, but shit, what inspired you to do what you're doing, though?
I would say I got a lot of inspirations, man, especially nowadays with the way the world is, bro. I just feel like there's a lot going on and there's a lot of people trying to silence what's going on. You know what I'm saying? Even here in America, you know what I'm saying? Obviously, I'm from Palestine. Yeah. You guys know what's going on over there. Very well versed on the subject. I see it every day on my phone, unfortunately. You know what I'm saying? And it just kind of, it's like a weight that we all carry. I've been carrying this weight for a while because the stuff that's been going on in Palestine, man, it's been going on for years. Yeah. It's been going on for decades, you know what I'm saying? So, like, this little depression, this little gray cloud that's been over my head, I push it away every opportunity that I get, but it follows me, you know what I'm saying? Because my people are not free, you know what I'm saying? And it's selfish of me to kind of just, like, talk about my people, my struggle, my this and that, and say that I'm a man of the people, you know what I'm saying? So, like, that's why I'm here trying to do my thing, bro. Like, you know, I feel like who else is going to do it? Who else is going to come up and stay humble, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't live for this world, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? You know what it is, yeah, you know what I'm saying? We've been recording music together.
Yeah, yeah.
You know how it is, bro. It's bigger than just this, you know what I'm saying? It's bigger than this life. I could die tomorrow, bro. You know what I'm saying? At least you know what I'm about.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying?
Facts. Yeah, that's what all that matter at the end of the day, man. Your character, you know what I'm saying? Like that mean more than anything, bro.
That's the lessons that you can give to people, bro. Like, yeah. Look at Malcolm X, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? People still calling him Malcolm X, you know what I'm saying? People still calling him like a beast, you know what I'm saying? Because he really was true to his people, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I want to kind of follow in that light, but kind of do, like, have my own type of thing, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Have my own type of influence and reach.
No bullshit. Hell yeah, but, like, how you think you fit in the picture, like, what's going on in Milwaukee or just anywhere, period? You know what I'm saying? Just with the music and everything else that you want to accomplish.
My bad, dog. I've been trying to roll this joint for give me like 2 seconds, bro. I'm at the critical point right now. No, but yeah, the way I fit into everything, you know what I'm saying? I just want to get involved with everything, bro. Like, even when I started One Love, bro, it's like I've been trying to get my guys on this shit since college, dog.
Yeah.
Imagine, I've been trying to get these people. Like, I'm talking about this idea. I'm talking about how we can all formulate it, how we can all do our own thing and still do One Love, because what I'm trying to do is put them on. Mm-hmm. Like, why aren't you allowing me to put you on? You know what I'm saying? Right. So I racked my brain about this shit, like, dog, like, how did they not see shit the same way I see, you know what I'm saying? But I think I boiled it down to the fact that, like, God wants me to take this journey by myself. If I don't take that first step by myself, bro, like, I'm not going to be able to say that I did it. You know what
Facts.
I'm saying?
Facts. Because you don't want to live your life with no grits, dog. You'd be like 60, 70 years old. Be like, man, when I was 20 or 30, like, I could have did this. I could have did this. You'd be like, man, you just let shit go past, slip you by, man. Like, them years, man.
You're right, bro.
You'll be pissed. Flies. Yeah.
You stare up too long, bro. You'll look down. You look down at the clock, bro. A lot of shit be changing. You know
Facts.
What I'm saying? That's
Definitely.
True, bro.
Hell yeah! But like, for the people that want to get involved with One Love, like, how can they get involved with One Love if they wanted to?
So, I mean, we talked about it being for like people who have dreams and ambitions. I've already been talked to a lot of people, mostly business owners in the city, because I feel like those are the people that got the most to give.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody's hungry, you know what I'm saying? Or they say that they are, you know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers tell me rumbling, they just be falling, like, you know what I'm saying? Still going to grab chips instead of grabbing a real meal, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But anybody can get involved, bro. Anybody. Like, you don't have to have a business, or you don't have to have the best credit in the world to do this shit. You could get involved with another business. You can get involved and help build another business. And at the meantime, if that's something that you're interested in, bro, they're going to give you all the steps that you could trip over, you know what I'm saying, and lose money with starting a business just by learning from them, you know what I'm saying? So if there's and obviously, like, people aren't going to do that shit for free. People ain't just like, oh, hey, let me go volunteer. What's good at this right. Ice cream shop? You know what I'm saying? Maybe they'll give me a scoop.
Yeah.
No, like, they're going to want some money, so there's obviously going to be money involved. These businesses are willing to pay money for people to promote for them and to advertise for them. So why not get people involved? Like, I'm not greedy, bro. Like, you know, I'm trying to be out here on the music tip. I'm trying to create the scene, bring the scene up in Milwaukee, you know what I'm saying? And that's my end of it. You know what I'm saying? Whatever you're trying to get out of it, That's your end of it, and anybody can do it, you know?
Facts. No bullshit. Hey, yeah, but like I know you got music on the way too. Like we said, mentioned earlier, bro. I record you, bro. Like I know how you get down on the rap shit, bro. Like you got music on the way.
You said what?
You got music on the way, bro.
I hear you. You said what?
You gotta have some fire on the way, dog.
Hey, man. You know what I'm saying? I got a little something brewing. You know what I'm saying? I got this album that I've been working on for a while. I've been writing music like probably some of my best songs I've written like 7-8 years ago.
Yeah.
Shit, but. There's this album that I always planned on releasing afterwards, you know what I'm saying? After I drop, like, a release album.
Yeah.
It's going to be something like, here, 1 second, my bad. I normally roll a joint in 0.2 seconds. but there's this project that I'm going to be working on, you know what I'm saying? Trying to work with as many producers in the city, you know what I'm saying? Majority of the work is going to be done.
Yeah.
My boy DJ Jerry, you know what I'm saying? Mixtape Trappers.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You already know that heat coming on the way.
Yeah.
That heat is dropped on the daily, you know what I'm saying? So check out the page for my boy, you know? And,
yeah.
And then y'all see, y'all will find out when the shit is dropping, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We got that shit on the way.
Appreciate you, dog.
You already know.
Hell yeah, dog. Man, who you want to shout out before, dog, before we get out this motherfucker?
Man. I say all glory goes to God, man. You know what I'm saying? Without him, I don't have the power to do anything. You know what I'm saying? Without the truth and without, you know what I'm saying, my spirituality, I feel like I wouldn't have nobody to confide in or be able to get past the shit that I've been through. You know what I'm saying? I feel like I got a lot to prove. You know what I'm saying? I've done a lot of dirt. You know, I want to be able to show the world that there's more to me than that. You know what I'm saying? That I can, you know what I'm saying, be a light to this world before I leave. You know what I'm saying? I want to be able to convince as many people as possible, but yeah. Shout out to my mom, man. She always taking care of me, man. Mom always had my back, man. I don't think I'd be here without moms.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Also, want to shout out my guy Ahmed the barber. You know,
yeah.
What I'm saying? Got me clean.
Yeah,
cut up, you know
yeah.
What I'm
shout
saying?
Him out, cut, man.
What do, man. That's my boy right there on 76. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's
you
my
say
he's
on 76
or
what?
He's by 76, and he's by that. Walgreens on 76.
Oh,
in that
yeah,
little plaza square about, with the smoke shop that's
yeah,
over there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You talking about, that's like a cap. 76 and Capitol.
No, not 76 and Capitol. No.
76.
It's by Greenfield, bro.
Oh, you talking about Cup.
It's called
yeah.
Cutflix.
Cutflix, okay.
Cutflix.
Okay,
look
okay,
them up
okay.
on Netflix, bro.
Okay.
They're out here on Twitter, bro. They're doing their thing, man.
Yeah, no, I'm definitely tapping in, though. They got you crispy, bro. I ain't gonna lie, though. They got you good, bro.
That's my guy, Ahmed the Barbero.
Yeah.
We going to battle. We going to battle when I'm in that chair, you know what I'm
yeah.
saying? Nah, but again, shout out to my guy right there across the street, 35th Selling Tobacco, you know what I'm saying? The first account with one love, you know what I'm saying? They're the first domino that's going to tip the rest of the dominoes, get us on game, you know what I'm saying? Get the city up.
Yeah.
And also, Boost Mobile on 33rd and North. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying? Come check
yeah.
us out. You know what I'm saying? We live in there, baby. You know what I'm
yeah.
saying? You want to come talk to me about one love, you'll find me there on the daily. You know what I'm saying?
No bullshit.
Or you find me in this motherfucker.
No bullshit. Wherever, dog. It's going to be on the it's gonna be on the trays, though. It's going to be on 35th, bro.
Sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir, man. 35th is, you know what I'm saying, where a lot of shit goes down, where it's where I met a brother, you know what I'm saying? So,
yeah, definitely.
Thing, you know what I'm saying?
Definitely. Appreciate you, dog. Hey, dog, man, you got some shit, man, you trying to spit, bro, for us, man? What you trying to do, bro?
Man, you already know I got some shit I'm trying to spit for you, dog.
Man, come on, man. Come on, man. Hello, man. Man, I got the beat. I got the beat already, dog.
So I guess if I'm going to spit this shit, I'll let you know what the name of the album is going to be. It's,
yeah.
It's going to come off my soon-to-be hit album, Hillside Road Shit. You know what I'm saying?
Hillside Road Shit.
Hillside Road Shit. We're okay. going to be on that hillside. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
I got to get myself there, you know?
Yeah. And let me know when you ready, bro. You ready?
I'm going to hit this shit. I'm going to have to tap this
oh,
shit
yeah, come
a couple
on,
times.
Come
you know,
on.
I'm sorry about that. You already know what
I'm
it is.
I'm ready.
Call me Hash for a reason.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I didn't smoke all day for this, bro.
Sorry,
that's,
yeah,
no,
yeah.
that's the ultimate respect.
Yeah.
I got the ultimate respect for you, bro. That's why I had to do this shit.
Facts, you know, it's vice versa, man.
My God, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I'm trying to be healthy, bro. Don't judge me for smoking joints, bro. I'm normally a blunt smoker. I love my blunts, you know what I'm saying? I love the effect, but except for the voice, bro.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Let them know what's your IG, too, though, before you get started, too. Your
yeah.
IG.
Check me out on Instagram, #414. You can
yeah.
tap in with me. You can ask about the feature price. It's not like I'm whacking on every single feed. Bro, if you got a good project and you want me to get on there, bro, and I feel like it's something that, like, bro, like that will progress the city or some fire shit, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Hit me up, bro. I'll hop on that feature. I'll eat that feature up. You know what I'm
Facts.
Saying? I'm a dog when it comes to that.
Hell yeah.
But yeah, that's really what it is, bro. We're trying to show people that we mean business. You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah.
In the mill, bro. Like, the mill needs a face, bro. Like,
yeah.
I've seen people in the mill come up. Like, I've seen Ishdar come up. I've seen,
yeah.
What's dude's name that, I mean, 414 Big Frank, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
he's
Big
out here
Frank,
doing
yeah.
his thing.
Yeah.
But what's dude's name that, was it K Camp that left Milwaukee? Yeah, K Camp was from Milwaukee a minute ago.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers ain't coming back and showing real. I mean, Ishtar, I won't talk smack because I was a cool one of his guys when I was in college. You know what I'm saying? I went to one of his like little part, like he used to throw like little hotel parties and shit with his sets, and he's like, where he inspired me, you know, to get my shit more going with the music. You know what I'm saying?
Even Wade Chappelle, too.
Like Wade Chappelle.
Yeah, Wade Chappelle.
Wade's cold, too, bro. Webster X, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
Shout out to my guys. I've been following those dudes for a while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they cold, man. Like, they in a whole different lane, you know what I'm saying? That I feel like it don't get talked about enough, you know what I'm saying, in the city. Like, you know what I'm saying? And I know they don't want to be in a box or no shit like that, but I just feel like they know what I'm talking about. Ishtar, Wave, you know what I'm saying? Like, Webster X, like, they going to know, like, it's a certain lane, you know what I'm saying? Even Moody, man. Shout out Moody, too.
Hey, I don't know Moody, bro, but that's my guy, too. Moody. Moody? Mook G. Mook G's my guy.
Yeah, shout out Mook G, too, man.
I don't know her, but shout out to her, bro. She's from the mill, bro. She got my respect.
Yeah.
No, but what was I going to say, dog? I was with this one producer downtown.
Yeah.
One of these days, I was walking downtown, and he just, bumped me on the shoulder. He's like, I'm like, oh, what's good? He's like, you see what just happened? I'm like, no, what the fuck is good? He's like, bro, you just walked by like a famous Milwaukee artist. I'm like, who is that? He's like, oh, that's Wave Chappelle. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
And so I was like, oh, bro, like, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want that to be our city. You know what I'm saying? I want us to be a city where people will respect, like, you know what I'm saying, respect other artists or kind of like pop up and, you know what I'm saying, say some shit. And it only happens when motherfuckers got buzz. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Unfortunately. But that's the thing. We got to change that. You know what I'm saying? The city, we can't just be part of something, part of some motion if it is gonna benefit us, though. You know what I'm saying? You gotta do some real shit.
Yeah, you gotta support everything that's going on, bro. Like, not just like what's popping right now, but like, that's crazy because that's kind of like the city we living in, man. Like, it's just kind of crazy. It's fucked up, but like, I feel like you gotta support everybody because like, you can't count nobody out ever. Like, nobody.
Nah, man. I remember I was on 76 and my Bobolink, A to Z Selling Tobacco. Shout out to A to Z Selling Tobacco. Shout out to my guy, brother Marquise. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We were out there, and that's when I met my guy, Big Steph. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Big Steph. Yeah, Big Steph. Shout out Steph.
Man. Shout out to Steph, bro. And so, I'll be in contact with all these artists, like, at all times. You know what I'm saying? I would see Tax would go up there, too.
Yeah, Tax Free.
There's a lot of artists used to pull up on the West Side. You know what I'm saying? So, like, that's where I got that. These artists are coming in here all the time, bro. And, like, nobody's trying to put nobody else on in the mill, bro. So, that's part of it, too. That's part of the One Love shit, bro. I really want motherfuckers to fuck with me and know that, bro, I'm not just doing this shit for myself, bro. I know I could do this shit.
Yeah.
But I'm not just doing it for myself. You see what I'm saying?
Facts. Yeah, dog, man, you ready to get the bars going, bro? Like, I got the beat, bro. I got it ready already, bro. You ready?
Let's get it,
bro. All right, hold on.
My bad. Can we get off the top one more time?
Oh, yeah, come on. Yeah. Know what the fuck it is, man. DJ Jerry Hash, man. We going crazy. Let's get it.
Let's get it, dog. My bad. One more time, dog. It jumps right out of the start. Right. Handstand on a mirror. Thumbing like fishers. Wrist fling. Look at my sweatshirt. Drip on a bitch. I feel like dead person. Riding around with that heat on. He never switching up. Handstand on a mirror. I'm one in one of your bitch. Hold on, say with a Benz. Buddy, you know it is. Riding around with that heat on me, never switching up. Riding around with that heat on me, never switching up. Headstand on my wrist. If you're not positive, I'm changing the policy. I'm gonna stock it at where should I put it? My cup in astrology, take a deep breath and like, smoking the Zaza. I'm Ali Baba, blessed with a Zaza. I go back to Qatar, have me a Baza, kiss it like Haza. Still ain't said shit. Waiting for the head glitch. Numbers don't rest. No sleep to the freshman cover. I'm blessed like the bitch on my bedspread. Need me some head like chances. Slipping away on a carpet of lead. And haters want smoke. Can't stop me in traffic. I'm catching up and I'll muscle right past it. Hillside bro shit. Permanent pass, bitch. How many cars is Michelin? How many Porsches? Infinite. How many endorsements? Billions. Billions. How many Cardis, zillions? How many thotties, billions? How many bodies, chameleon? Baby, you sway, you moving that ass. I ain't need a row, cause ideas like Phineas. I might just need to hold some of the map out the pussy, and then I am home with the Ilias. So many bands and a whip like we bought out the bank. Now I'm calling the homie like we in this shit. Ride around with that heat on, never switching up. Headstand on a mirror. Diamond like fishers. Wrist flip. Look at my sweatshirt. drip on a bitch. I feel like that person riding around with that heat on. Never switching up. Headstand on my wrist. I'm one in one of your bitch. Hold on, say with the bands. Buddy, you know what it is. Riding around with that heat on. Never switching up. Riding around with that heat on. Never switching up. If you're not positive, I'm changing the policy. Yo. One love, man.
Yeah, man. One love, man. Hash, man.
Unfortunately, we know we in this, man.
Now, y'all, man, y'all, like I said, y'all try to tap in, bro. Hash 414, right? The sir. IG, bro. You said the new music dropping, bro.
Yes, sir. You already know what it is, man. You know what I'm saying? It's on the way, bro. The takeover is on the way. You know what I'm saying? I really want to make sure that, you know what I'm saying, everybody, like, really reason correct. We're really going to do this shit. You know what I'm saying? It's starting today.
Bullshit. Hell yeah, you already know what the fuck it is, man. DJ Jerry, aka the voice of the streets. It's the motherfucking Mixtape Trappers Radio, man. Hash, what's happening?
Already know what it is, baby. Shut it down. Shut it down.
Bullshit.